This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Holtec ignores New Mexico State Land Office Authority. In filings this week with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, NRC, Holtec International stated it, quote-unquote, disagrees that the New Mexico State Land Office must approve any agreements to limit or restrict continued or future mineral extraction, including oil, gas, and potash. In this and previous filings, Holtec claimed that it has, quote-unquote, control of the proposed site in southeast New Mexico for storing all of the irradiated or spent nuclear fuel from commercial nuclear power plants, more than 90% of which is located in the eastern half of the country. In this week's filing, Holtec also states that it does not need to control the mineral resources to obtain an NRC license. On June 19th, Stephanie Garcia Richard, New Mexico Commissioner of Public Lands, wrote to Holtec expressing her concerns that the company misrepresented the authority of the land office over the mineral rights. While the Eddie Lee Energy Alliance owns the surface, the state of New Mexico owns the mineral rights below ground in the highly productive Permian Basin. Garcia Richard wrote that Holtec, quote, entirely disregarded the state land office's authority over the site's mineral estate, end quote, and that the state has not approved the agreement between Holtec and Intrepid Potash to limit potash mining below the site. In a May 17, 2019 decision, the NRC judges accepted Holtec's statement that it, quote, controls the mineral rights at the site down to 5,000 feet, end quote. Fasken Oil and Ranch and the Permian Basin land and royalty owners filed a motion with the NRC to submit a new contention or objection in the license proceeding. A basis for the new contention was the land commissioner's letter to Holtec. Fasken also challenged Holtec's inaccurate information about the wells within a 5-mile radius of the proposed site. According to Fasken, there are 253 oil and gas wells in production with various depths between 710 and 16,000 feet deep within a 5-mile radius. 45 of these are recent wells and were drilled horizontally. A drill island is present that could accommodate multiple well locations to within a quarter to a 0.5 mile from the proposed site. The Permian Basin is one of the world's most productive regions for oil and gas exploration and extraction. Fasken is challenging Holtec's license application because of the financial hit the industry could take should there be an accident along the truck and rail transportation routes and/or at the site. Holtec has not directly responded to the land commissioner's letter and still wants to transport the dangerous waste across the country to New Mexico, even though the governor, many local governments, and many New Mexicans oppose the project. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.